This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Did you know that you can listen to the Asa RX audio experience on Spotify and Pandora? For all the ways to watch and listen, check out our show page at asarx.com/experience. Hi, this is Asa, and we here at Asa RX pray that you and your family are safe during this unprecedented time. Make sure to take every precaution for your wellness by getting my free booklet on building a healthy immune system at asarx.com. Live, do you want to get well? This is the show where your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving, and the only thing lost are those that weigh a pound. This is Healthy Talk Radio, from heart disease, aches and pains, to even the basic cough and sneeze. This is talk radio that's empowering your health. Lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Or you can always send me an email. The new prescription for a new you, America. On the rise right now in America is a condition called gout. And if you've never heard of gout, or if you've never experienced gout, it is a form of arthritis called gouty arthritis. And it's where there's a buildup of uric acid crystals in the body. We see so much of that now. Disease, health challenges, as I like to call them, are on the rise. And a lot of the little ones that can be nagging more than anything, like gout, are coming on because of what we're, so many Americans really are dealing with obesity. Obesity, being overweight. Overweight right now, the statistic is about 65% of Americans are overweight. 35% are obese, which means their obesity is contributing to their major health challenges. And gout, being a form of arthritis, is one of them. And it's really kicked in recently, they're saying this year. It's really what it is, a condition it forms when what we call uric acid crystals, byproducts of proteins, build up in the joints. And they're more common in men than women, but they can show up more, say, in the wrist, in the big toe, in the hip. They can show in different areas. And it's now affecting about 8 million people, which is about 4% of the population. And the risk increases, of course, with age. It's an inflammatory arthritis formed by these uric acid crystals. And the pain's unbelievable. There's a warmness, a redness that comes into a joint and usually takes a while to subside. Several medications are out that can help them, but really it's getting down to the preventative side. It's more the prevention. You know, what are we doing with all of our health challenges on the front end to make sure that we don't end up getting it? See, the problem is right now in America, what we do and the way our system is set up is we just go along living our life, eating the wrong kind of foods, inflammatory foods, just mind our own business, doing our own thing, and then all of a sudden, whoop, the body breaks down. We get sick. Blood pressure goes up. Go to the doctor. Diabetes, blood sugar, you start getting sick. You start getting weak. And so here you are. Now you're taking two medications. You're taking metformin. You're taking lisinopril. And you don't know how you had diabetes and high blood pressure. But you could it be that it's because you've gained 40 pounds in the last 3 years? Maybe. Could it be that you haven't exercised in the last 5 years because now you've got a desk job and you become so tired that all you can do is work all day, go home, eat, and sleep, and that's it? So you become sedentary. And now your body's not moving the way that it used to. Well, could it be? Whose fault is that? It's not anyone else's but yours. It is. We have to take responsibility for our own health. We don't want to hear that, really. That's not really the most pleasant message, but it's the truth. And so what we have to do is start making some radical shifts in the way that we live. But the study now that they've done is doing random blood works, of course, with different people. And it affects about 43 million adults right now in the U.S. There's medical evidence that indicates that gout is associated with metabolic syndrome, which is characterized by obesity, insulin resistance, high blood pressure, and blood fat issues, which can cause an increase of cholesterol, leading to heart attacks. So the researchers say the obesity epidemic and growing hypertension rates seem to be associated with increases of gout. And the research team examined data from the latest National Health and Nutrition Examination, surveying about 5,000 people. And the participants were asked about their history of gout and whether the condition had been diagnosed by their healthcare professional. And according to the data, about 1 to 3% had elevated uric acid levels, which is actually fairly high. And in 2008, 6% of the men, 2% of the women were diagnosed with gout, but the uric acid levels have increased about 20% over the last 10 years. So we've seen an increase. And they're saying it's on the rise. Here's the bottom line. Uric acid crystals are going to increase in the body when our bodies are not digesting and handling protein very well. So because we're eating so many processed foods, because we're eating so many foods that can't be broken down that well, we don't have enough enzymes in our food anymore. We definitely have a decrease of hydrochloric acid due to a lot of the stress that we're under in our daily lives. We're not breaking down our foods like we used to. We're only as good as the food we can digest, absorb, and assimilate. We're only as good as that. And so getting into a place where you can get your lifestyle in order, get yourself into a place where you can function at a better level, you can digest your food better, you can make better food choices, you can drink more water, you can sleep better, you can start exercising more. Nothing is going to change until we change. And so, I mean, gout is just another condition, another health challenge that's, quote unquote, on the rise because of our choices. Our lifestyle choices every single day, they determine our health. And nothing is going to change. Our rates of cancer, diabetes, heart disease, they're going to increase. And as the years go by, they're going to have all these crazy statistics that are saying, well, cancer's on the rise, or gout's on the rise, or arthritis is on the rise. Well, of course it's on the rise. Because our poor choices are on the rise. We're not educating ourselves on what it takes to be healthy. We're not educating ourselves and taking the responsibility. I mean, hey, don't get me wrong. The internet will show you the hottest health tip of the day. AOL, Yahoo, Gmail, they'll all show you the latest tip of the day. Then, oh, that's nice, and oh, broccoli helps cancer, and oh, I should get my servings of fruits and vegetables, and oh, here I go to the fast food place again today for lunch. Not making any choices, not making any changes. That's nice for people that want to be healthy. And yeah, maybe I'll start eating some broccoli. And then all of a sudden you get a diagnosis of high blood pressure. You get a little dizzy at work. You stand up out of your chair, feel lightheaded, feel like you're going to fall down. You're 42. Your dad died at 48 of a heart attack. You got a wife. You have 3 kids. And now all of a sudden, you've never taken a medicine in your life outside of an aspirin or ibuprofen. Now you stand up, you get dizzy, you think something's kind of weird, I better go to my doctor. You go to your doctor, your blood pressure is 170 over 100. Doc puts you on medicine, now you're on the roller coaster. Medicine gets it down, but that's not enough for you to change. No, you can take a little pill and keep living like you were living. So another 10 years goes by. And in that 10 years, you've never made the change, never exercised, you've gained another 30 pounds. Cholesterol's been accumulating over a long period of time. You still eat poor foods, never made the choice, never made the change. Drop all the junk food and start eating well. If you start not being sedentary and start exercising, if you start sleeping better, if you start drinking more water, cut out the sodas, the coffees, and so much of the tea, your body will respond. And just because you've been diagnosed with 3 different health challenges doesn't mean that your body can't recover. If the body can get sick, it can get well. And I get sick and tired of seeing so many people suffer with their health. People that just don't know. And if they knew, they could thrive and live a great life. And that's what it's about on this show. So my challenge is that with obesity being the epidemic that it is and people being overweight and people not changing their lives, it's about creating change, lasting change. Because if you change and make that decision that you want to get well, not only will you change your own health, but you can transform a generation in your family and their kids and the kids thereafter.
Yeah.
Healthcare costs are rising, and I know how hard that can be. Hi, I'm Asa, here to tell you about my good friends at Liberty HealthShare. As a doctor, I'm always looking for the best options for taking care of people's health, and that's exactly what I found with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It's a bold approach in lowering health costs and paying medical bills while helping your fellow members. In other words, your monthly sharing contribution goes to help others' needs. How awesome is that? Personally, I've been a member of Liberty HealthShare for years because of their biblical principles and their commitment to keeping healthcare costs down. It just makes good sense. See how you can benefit from being a part of the health community that puts faith, family, and friends as their number one priority. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare today at 855-585-4237. That's 855-585-4237. Or visit Liberty HealthShare online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. More Healthy Talk Radio next.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the 3-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
This is a pandemic survival alert and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meatpacking plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
To find out more, connect with On Call Radio online at InShapeNetwork.com.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. What are you thinking about right now? You're listening to the show and you're thinking, well, this stuff sounds great, and the things that he's saying make sense. But what about me? What about me? I've got high cholesterol. What about me? I have type 2 diabetes. What about me? What about me? I need to lose 30 pounds. See, a lot of people listen to the show, and I hear people all the time. And it amazes me at just at what goes on through their head, because so many people like to sit on the sidelines and they would love to get in the game. Why do you think the stands and sporting events are packed full of people? Now, some people do just like to be entertained. Most guys, though, if you look at them, they want to be on the field. Or they remember the glory days when they used to play ball or hockey or basketball. And they'll sit there and tell their wives or their buddies, you know, they'll criticize every jump shot or every touchdown or the field goal, because they could have kicked the field goal. And everybody wants to be on the field in some way. That's why vicariously everybody gets so excited when there's a touchdown or there's a big play or somebody dunks a basketball or there's a three-point shot made when the buzzer goes off, because we won. And there's the we win mentality. There's the group mentality. There's the mentality of we all did it together. You didn't do anything. When the Titans won, or when the Packers won, or when a football team wins, or when your favorite team wins, you didn't win anything. That team did. Now, you may have cheered them on. You may have worn the jersey. You may have bought a $100 ticket. But you didn't win anything, because you weren't the one on the field. They might have heard you cheering for them, but you didn't win anything. It's different with your health. You're sitting on the sidelines and you've got diabetes, or you've got cholesterol issues, or you've just been diagnosed with cancer, or genetically they've told you that you've got what grandma had and what your mother had, and now you're 25 and you've been diagnosed with a lump in your breast and they biopsied it and it's DCIS, ductal cell, and you're freaking out. And the doctor's saying to you, we're probably going to have to do chemotherapy, radiation. We're probably going to have to, you know, we're going to take a sentinel node out and we're going to see if there's cancer. And they just found out that there was cancer in the nodes and that it might have metastasized. So what do? You're going to sit on the sideline? Because if you sit on the sideline, then things aren't going to look good. If you sit on the sideline and you don't get on the field, see, that's the difference between health and between sporting events, is that the fact that you can step out of the stands and you can get on the field and you can do something about it and you can make it happen. But you have to want to make it happen. You have to realize that by the choices you make every single day, you can change what's going on inside of you. All of us can. Why is that? Because the body's amazing. It regenerates every single day. Old cells die off, new cells form. We get a brand new body about every year. So the choices we make today can and will determine the kind of health that we're going to have tomorrow. Let me tell you something, a great story. And I get this all the time, all the time. And I'm not boasting. I'm humble by this. So I'm sitting in a restaurant, and this sweet lady comes up. She comes up and my wife is there with me, and we're just, you know, we're on a date and just having a great time. And she comes up and she says, I just want you to know, she says this to my wife. She walks up to my wife. She goes, I just want you to know that your husband got me pregnant. And it was hilarious. My wife started dying laughing because she knew what she meant. And she had gone to see basically what had happened. She had heard the radio show and she had applied some of the information on the radio show to her own health and to her own life. And her husband and her had tried, they'd had two kids and then went 6 years, didn't have another child, and then had applied a lot of these principles, went to see
some physicians in town that had believed in a lot of the principles that we teach here on the show, and they applied those principles in their clinical practice, and her and her husband, she was 2 months pregnant, and she was just excited, and just the joy and the glow on her face, and just all of the countenance that she had, and the gratitude, and she was just saying thank you to me when I haven't done anything. I'm just here giving information. That's it. And it was so great to see. And I hit the stories all the time. I'll be standing in line at the grocery store, or I'll be at a restaurant, or at a gas station, or in a bookstore, or just wherever. And it just, these stories are just amazing. And why I'm excited about that, and my whole point in telling you this story is that it's about you. You know, I say this show is about your health. It's about your life. It's about you. It's about what's going on within you. Because I don't do anything. You do. You have to get out of the stands and get on the field and make it happen. You have to decide to eat better. You just have to decide how to live better. You have to decide how to get out of toxic relationships and get into healthy relationships. You're the one that has to decide that you're going to put all the negative thinking, the stinking thinking, as Zig Ziglar says, to put it aside and begin to think positive things, to believe that you can be more and do more than you ever have in your life before, and that you can have a brand new life. That just because you've been given a diagnosis doesn't mean that defines you and it puts a chain around your neck, and then it makes you into something that you're not. That you can get rid of a diagnosis typically unless it's just stamped as a total genetic disorder, and then you can make a difference. But you can't do that when you're sitting in the stands listening or watching other people do it. That's the thing about our health. It's your health. Your health, your life. Not mine, not my producer, not anybody else. It's your health and your life. And what you do with that is for you, and it's for your kids and for your loved ones, for your husband, for your wife, for your grandkids. It's up to you. But that's the great thing, you see. The great thing is that we have the ability to make changes in our life. We don't have to be stuck to our past and bound to our past and bound to poor lifestyle choices over the last 10 years. And now you have diabetes, type 2. And they're saying, you're going to be on metformin and glucophage the rest of your life, so just get ready for it. That's a bunch of bunk. More people come out of type 2 diabetes by changing their lifestyle. The American Diabetes Association has statistics about how it's a lifestyle-related health challenge or illness. So there's so much you can do to drop 30 pounds. There's so much you can do to see your cholesterol numbers go down. But you have to do it. Get out of the stands. Get on the field. Get in the game. That's what we're here for, to help you do that. We'll be right back.
Our health is determined by the choices that we make every single day. Health is not the absence of disease, but being mindful about our daily lifestyle. That's where Mind Healthy comes in. Welcome to the easy-to-use Mind Healthy app, designed to improve wellness and build strength between your lifestyle choices and your progress. With the Mind Healthy app, you can easily track your health goals, increase awareness, connect with community, reduce stress, and improve physical wellness. Visit mindhealthy.com. That's mindhealthy.com.
Hi, it's Asa here. Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Do you need a new prescription for your life? I have a special gift for all my listeners. I'm giving away a free copy of my international best-selling book to help you truly live your potential. All you have to do is cover the shipping and handling, and I will give you the book absolutely free. I want to invest in you and your health this year. So get your free copy of my book by visiting myfreehealthbook.com. That's myfreehealthbook.com, and let's get healthy together this year.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
The former Senate staffer accusing Joe Biden of sexually assaulting her 27 years ago is saying she's not getting the same fair treatment as he calls for women in other cases.
And his campaign is taking this position that they want all women to be able to speak safely. I have not experienced that.
In the interview on the Megyn Kelly show, Reed said she's faced hostility on social media and even death threats since coming forward with her allegation. Kelly asked Reed whether or not she thinks Joe Biden should step out of the race.
You and I were there, Joe Biden. Please step forward and be held accountable. You should not be running on character for the President of the United States.
When Biden was asked about her comments, he responded by saying once again, well, look, nothing ever happened with Reid. This is USA Radio News.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Louisiana's governor says the state will now have 250 workers in place by the end of next week to contact people infected with the new coronavirus and track down people they've been in close contact with. This contact tracing is a key factor in whether the state will be able to start easing restrictions and closures of business. Democratic Governor John Bel Edwards is under increasing pressure from Republican officials to restart Louisiana's economy. Increased testing is the biggest factor, and Edwards says the state plans to complete a total of 200,000 tests by the end of the month of May. It's been nearly 2 months since live music has been shut down around the country. For large concert companies, the revenue slippage has been a major burden. For independent venues, which have no corporate parent to fall back on, it's an existential crisis. According to Dana Frank, the board president of the newly formed National Independent Venue Association. NIVA is a new coalition of independent venues across the U.S. that includes California's Troubadour and New York's Hammerstein Ballroom. Despite never having worked together before, the members are banding together to seek federal support, such as tax relief and business recovery grants. The organization told Rolling Stone that 90% of its 1,300 member venues report that they do not have cash on hand to last 6 more months without federal intervention, and 55% say they do not have enough to last more than 3 months. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
To find out more, visit the show online, InShapeNetwork.com.
AAA 283-7272. When it comes to your health, what are you thinking about? Are you thinking about making some changes? This year, think about that. What kind of changes can you make with your health and with your life? Now, the body changes every single day. But what kind of changes are you willing to make every single day to make it happen? To take yourself from where you are in your current state of health to where you need to be. The body changes, but you and your mind have to be willing to change. So much goes on in our mind, and we're unwilling to change, unwilling to go from an old place to a new place, unwilling to make that radical transformation in us so that we can gather new information, so we can have the want to get up in the morning to make a difference, to get up in the morning a little bit early to go exercise, to cook a healthy meal, to have time maybe with God or whatever you do in the morning. Spend time in prayer, meditating, whatever you're into. And taking that time for yourself. Making that an important part of your day so that you can function and thrive and go to the next level in your health and with your life. What goals have you set for you to be able to do that? Well, we want to help you do that on this show
in every way that you can. My book, it's out in all the bookstores now. It's called Empowering Your Health. I want to encourage you to get a copy and start following the principles in there. It'll take you from where you are to where you need to be with your health, all the way from A to Z. Right now, we're going to go back to the calls and go to Jan. Hi, Jan. Welcome to the show.
Hey, how are you?
Living well, darling. What's up?
I'm calling about getting some advice regarding a decreased libido in women.
Okay, let's talk about it.
And have you found a correlation between that and fibromyalgia?
Oh, well, yeah, absolutely. Let me tell you this. Here's an old adage with your health. Everything is correlated with everything in the body. It really is.
Yes.
So just you know, as long as you know that, then the answer is yes.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
So what's the main condition that you're concerned about?
The libido.
Just low libido.
Well, yeah, I know.
Let's back up for a second. How long has it been low?
Oh, not long. I'd say about 8 months.
Are you married?
Oh, yeah.
Happily?
Been married a long time.
Happily?
Yes, absolutely.
In the last 8 months, happily?
Yes.
No major stress?
No. Well, other than, you know, no. Uh-uh.
Other than what?
No. Oh, other than, stress? You know, my physical, me having fibromyalgia. And, no. Oh, no, right. Life is good.
Okay. Fibromyalgia has been going on for how long? 8 months or longer?
2 years. Two years.
So fibromyalgia for 2 years. And on a scale of 1 to 10, 10's being the worst of the pain, what is your pain scale typically on a daily basis?
Right now it's real good, but I take a lot of drugs.
What kind of medications are you taking?
I take Lyrica and Cymbalta and, you know, take a lot of drugs.
Yeah. Okay. Well,
yeah.
Okay, I get it. All right. Here's the deal. When you have fibromyalgia, we're going to hit both of these. Fibromyalgia, the one thing I want to encourage you, there is always a strong emotional component with fibromyalgia. Now, I'm not saying it's all in your head. Okay? I'm not saying
that. Oh, I know.
So please don't take that.
I know that.
I've talked to so many people, and they say, well, my doctor said it's all in my head, and they take offense to that. That's not what I'm saying. I understand. Somehow, some way, there's either anger or bitterness in your subconscious mind. Maybe something you're holding on to and you don't even know it, okay? So there's some of that going on. There always is. There's some other things you can do practically, like today, that can make some big differences as well. Cutting down the inflammatory foods in your body, that's a big key. So inflammation is something that we get from our environment mostly, but we get a lot of it from the foods that we eat every single day. That's why in my book, Empowering Your Health, I've got what's called the anti-inflammatory diet. And it's a set of foods all grouped together that we've researched and studied, and we know that will cut down on inflammation in the body. And so that is a key. Your diet is a key. Emotions, big key for fibromyalgia. Diet is another big key. You get those two under control and really get those two working hand in hand, and you're going to notice a big difference in the way that you feel. I know you've got to stay on the medications and all that for right now. That's fine. But coming up with a good game plan where you're in control and you're making a difference and you're the one kind of driving the car every single day rather than the car driving you, that's kind of where you need to be. So the diet is where you want to start. Work on some of the emotional stuff, whether it's with a counselor. I would go to someone that you trust, and maybe they can start digging in a little bit to you so you can kind of dig into some of the areas that maybe you don't even know that's there. And I've just seen so many people go through that, and they've just come out just with shining colors, you know, flying colors on the other side. So that's one thing that can be helpful. Now, when it comes to low libido, I would get some blood work done. This is the key, and this is something we're seeing often. Let me go back for a second. What is your age again?
I'm 51. Jan?
51, okay. So young, very young. And the thing is, women, when they start hitting their 40s, around 45, the menopause time, you know, that time of your life, when you start hitting 45 to about 55, we're seeing a lot of low libido with women, a lot.
And a lot of the physicians are talking about that different ways. Some guys are, and gals are using the pellets to raise up testosterone. That's kind of a big craze right now. And I'll tell you, it works. I mean, it's making women be excited about sex, and their libido goes up, and they're excited to be with their husband, and they're into it again. It's like they're 25 again, and they're all, it's just everything's working. So, but the problem with that is a big rebound effect. If you raise your testosterone up as a female, let's say, just so you know, normal range for testosterone in a female, happy medium is about 35 to 55. Those are good numbers on a blood test. When you take a pellet given by some of the doctors, they'll raise it up to about 140 to 200. It's too high. Women get facial hair. They start, their voice starts deepening, almost like a male, and they get some side effects. I mean, really, one lady that I had spoken with before had actually taken testosterone so long that her clitoris, her clitoris, had grown and engorged itself so much that it was, I mean, it was extremely visible. And that's part of it. And see, these are side effects that you really don't want. You just don't. So what can you do? I would get a blood test done with your doctor and get the values looked at from all the estrogens. There's three of them. Estrone, estradiol, estriol. Have them look at your growth hormone levels and your FSH and your LH. All that's really important because those are drivers of other hormones. The pituitary gland is kind of the master gland of the body, and it has, that's just kind of what it's always been called, and it's a big driver. So you always want to check that out. Make sure it's okay. Make sure it's functioning all right. Get your testosterone levels checked, and all that can be assessed. And your physician will be able to come up with a good game plan for you. Now, if they don't understand the natural type of things that you can do to kind of get things where they need to be, there are preferred local providers in different areas that have been trained that way that you can get in touch with. So there's ways to do that and figure out naturally. Because, see, there's two different schools of thought when it comes to hormones. And I'm not opposed to bioidentical hormones and all that. I'm not, because sometimes people do need them. But the first thing you always want to do is you want to give your body things, whether it's through foods or supplementation or whatever it might be, or even exercise. Exercise can elicit more of a testosterone and hormone response in males and females. But you always want to push the body to make its own hormones, to reproduce its own. Because the moment you start giving the body exogenous hormones, meaning the bioidenticals or the shots or the pellets or whatever, the creams, once you introduce that into the body, it will shut down your own production, which was already low. It'll shut that down. And then, of course, it'll start relying on the pellet, relying on the cream, relying on the injection, whatever it is. And then your body's not going to be able to produce it on its own as well as it used to. And so that's something to consider. And that's why if you can use things like maca root and tribulus, and you can use different supplements that can help produce testosterone, or black cohosh that can manage estrogen, or wild yam root, which can help with progesterone levels, and you start looking at those sorts of things and manage it with blood work. You've got to keep good baselines and good clinical data about what's going on with your body. But if you can do that and then get it to a good place, then that's when you're going to start seeing the results, and you'll notice libido goes up. You'll notice the way you feel, energy levels, and then, of course, pain levels with fibromyalgia might even shift as well. There are hormone links to that. So see, there's a lot involved. But the biggest thing is, I want you to be encouraged. Because at the end of the day, I know you just want you back. You want to be able to function the way you always have. You want to be with your husband who you're happily married to. And you want him to be, you know, excited and not feel like that you're a stick in the mud and you're not really into him, because it may make him feel less loved. To build a really good, solid foundation. And on that foundation, he can build a structure that can last for years and years and years and weather all the storms of life. And those storms of life are always a key that people need to walk through. So, so important. Scripture for the day, Philippians chapter 4, verse 13. It says, I can do everything through Christ who gives me strength. What a great scripture. Love it. Not some things, not every now and then some kind of thing, but all things. Have you ever sat back and wondered, I wonder if there are things in life that I can't accomplish? Well, If Christ is your number one, if he's the first place in your life, there's nothing in life that you won't be able to accomplish. Why? Because I know that book doesn't lie. It's been around longer than any other book. And that's not me just being an all staunchy conservative. 888-283-7272. You're listening to Best in Healthy Talk Radio. The body changes every single day. Are you going to make the right changes to change with it? You can. Why? Because your health really is your greatest wealth.
Hi, this is America's Lifestyle Coach. When it comes to digestive health, probiotics are the key. Why do employees, owners, and managers of health food stores take Theralac more than any other brand? Results. Fast results. In fact, Theralac is the most potent medicinal brand probiotic in existence. With patented stomach acid resistance delivery and prebiotic guaranteed potency, Theralac restores regularity while providing all the long-term benefits of superior probiotic supplements. Don't be fooled by probiotic products that promise higher potency or more strains of beneficial bacteria. High potency means nothing without proper delivery. Theralac is formulated for powerful results. Theralac, the high-potency probiotic with strength, delivery, and stimulation, supporting your digestion, regularity, and immunity. Theralac, available in the refrigerated section of your favorite health food store. For more information, go to Theralac.com.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population, guaranteed. And now, you and your family can train at Front Sight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter frontsight.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. Front Sight, America's gun training destination.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. We'll be back in a moment.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate, fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
On Call Radio and watch On Call TV at InShapeNetwork.com.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. You're listening to the best in healthy talk radio. Your health really is your greatest wealth. What are you doing to make an impact in it? Depression in women now is rampant. Doctors feel they overprescribe drugs. We're seeing so many women right now get on antidepressants, and it's being triggered by a lot of self-esteem issues. What can we do? There's a lot going on with women right now, and with the overprescribing of the antidepressants, it's kind of been the catch-all. There's a lot you can do for depression, and low serotonin levels typically is the culprit. And I talk a lot about neurotransmitters, brain chemistry, and how that can be altered and how can it be changed by our nutrition. And so many things, we get sick three different ways. Number one, nutritional deficiencies. Number two, toxicity from our environment, personal care products we put on our skin, or water, or improper air that we're breathing, just toxic air, food supply, the whole nine yards. We're getting toxins from so many different angles within our environment. We have to make a change to get our body back where it needs to be and to get our health in order. And there's so much you can. So controlling your environment has so much to do with your overall health. Women, there's so many things you can do. Just so you know, do some research on the neurotransmitters, which I talk a lot about in my book. But there's a lot of food you can do to increase serotonin in the body. Now, if you're currently taking an antidepressant, you want to talk with your doctor about it, because as you raise serotonin levels or you just start eating foods that can do that, you potentially got to just be careful, because you don't want to have certain dosage as far as milligrams go within your medication. So you might want to talk with your doctor about doing that before you start changing up supplements or any kind of dietary things. But there are several things that can help serotonin levels. And turkey, chicken, salmon, spinach, beans, those foods right there will raise serotonin levels naturally within the body. We know that. And there's certain supplements that are helpful too. 5-HTP, vitamin B6, pyridoxine, and also pyridoxal 5-phosphate. And they've also done some research and found that lecithin can do things like that as well, can help with serotonin levels. But again, don't do any of that if you're taking any kind of medications right now, especially any of the SSRIs or the SNRIs, the different medications. You got to be careful with that kind of stuff before you start changing anything. Don't just start eating differently while you're taking the medication. You always got to have somebody to be your head coach and watch over you. That's why it's good to always get in there with your physician on a regular basis. Don't think that all they're there for is to pump you full of drugs. They're not. They're your head coach, and they're your advisor, and they're more than that, they're really your friend. Go in there educated, though. Learn some of this stuff maybe that we're talking about, or you do some research on the internet and bring that to them, so they'll kind of sit back and go, wow, you know, the patient really knows what the heck they're talking about. And they'll be more likely to engage with you and to listen to you, and to let you kind of do your own thing, and they'll work with you on it. And a lot of times, you'll be amazed at what that partnership can really do for your overall health. 888-283-7272. Check us out. Let's go to Susan now. Hi, Susan. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Yes, ma'am.
About a year ago, I had a slight head injury and just a small brain bleed that they kept me in the hospital for less than 3 days. Since then, I've had a numbness in my ear and toward the back of my head, and on about 2 inches above my ear, on the left side of my head only. They've done another MRI. They say there's nothing wrong with me, and it comes and goes. And I just wondered if you might have a suggestion.
Comes and goes how often?
Every 2-3 days I'll feel it again, and then it's gone within a day or so. It's not painful, and it's not numb like you could stick a needle through your ear, but it's numb like a tingly, numbing sensation inside the scalp and on the ear.
Okay. All right. And your doctors have just kind of scratched their head. They really don't know. Is that what they're telling
exactly.
you?
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah. Huh. Have you tried anything? Have you come up with a game plan yourself at all?
No, sir, I have not.
Okay. Well, okay, on the head, you said it's on the side, or it radiates to the top.
It's,
is that right?
From the crown of your head.
All right, from the
down
crown.
The very back, about 2 inches to the left of the center of the back of the scalp, and then okay. down on the left above the ear, about 2-3 inches, there's a place, and then the ear itself.
Okay. Here is what I would do if I was you. If I were in your shoes and you had that going on, there are what are called cranial bones. And the cranial bones, if you ever look at a skull, it's got the squiggly lines on the skull. Well, those are all the little plates that form when we were infants. And as we grew, the plates got harder. You know, you had a little soft spot on the top of your head. And as we got older, those plates began to harden and, of course, form together. Well, those still plates. And their little sutures are the little squiggly lines in between all those plates. And when we inhale and exhale, those little plates can move. And as we inhale and exhale, sometimes those plates can get stuck. And they can slightly, at a very microscopic level, kind of move out and get into a position where it can cause headaches, it can cause pain, it can cause radiating pain. There's a lot that can go on with that we have to be really careful for. So what I would do is go to someone that is trained in what's called a craniosacral technique. Now, different physicians are trained in this. You can go to naturopathic physicians. They're trained in that. You can go to chiropractic physicians. They're trained in that. Doctor of osteopathic physician, which is, or doctor of osteopathic medicine, DO is the letters, or are the letters after the name. And you could go into any of those doctors' offices, and they probably, as long as they're trained in it, you're going to get the same result. But it would do wonders. Remember, there's three sides to the health triangle that affects your health. The mental side, the chemical side, and the structural side. And what you're dealing with right now, in my thought, just by listening to you for a couple of minutes, is more the structural side. And to have someone evaluate that will do wonders, I think, and you'll be surprised at the kind of results. So have one of those doctors evaluate it. And then if you want to call me back or email me, you can just let me know. Puts another hour in the charts. I'd like to thank our producer, our engineer, John Garrison, Leslie Pardue, and the rest of the team. I'm your health and lifestyle coach. Go tell one person something you learned on this show, and together we can change the health of families and our communities. You're listening to the best in healthy talk radio, where we're diagnosing hope one person at a time.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, and given with the understanding that neither the host nor the station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease.
To experience more of AsaRx Audio, visit us at AsaRx.com.
Are you looking to grow your business? Then let me introduce you to my good friends at PG Media. PG Media are the creative branding experts when it comes to your business. Digital is the new word of mouth, and PG Media will help you expand your brand with innovative website design, fast turnaround, quality customer service, and the best affordable pricing. Call my good friends at PG Media today at 888-414-7454. That's 888-414-7454, and use promo code 1191 or go to PIJI.media.
Our health is determined by the choices that we make every single day. Health is not the absence of disease, but being mindful about our daily lifestyle. That's where Mind Healthy comes in. Welcome to the easy-to-use Mind Healthy app, designed to improve wellness and build strength between your lifestyle choices and your progress. With the Mind Healthy app, you can easily track your health goals, increase awareness, connect with community, reduce stress, and improve physical wellness. Visit MindHealthy.com. That's MindHealthy.com.